This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected. 90s prices on box mac and cheese. And 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome on into the WIP afternoon show. No Ike, Spike, and Fritz today. It is Broads with the one and only Al Morgani. What's happening, Al?
It's great to be here. I know it's a disappointment for you after Devin Caney. I'm have to deal with me for an afternoon here.
That's very
true.
It's
a bit of a letdown. And anybody on with you is basically on the side, you know, sidecar of the motorcycle. So you just go forward.
We got 5 seconds into the program, and this is already off the rails. It's unbelievable. Well, we are live from Chickie's in South Philadelphia. It's tremendous. Look at all these TVs. And when we walked in, Al, the one and only Flyers-Bruins Game 7 on NHL Network from 2010 was popping. It's almost like they knew it was our day together, although I'm sure it was an emotional ride for you that year.
Yeah, well, actually, I had a blast that year because my relatives up there were dying. It was great. It was just great to see what happened. But it was what's amazing to me is how long ago that was.
15 years now. And we got to hoard our hat on it.
It's so fast. Well, it just happened so fast.
Well, they got a cup the year after.
They got a cup the year after, and we're still, what happened?
Al, where are we? 215-592-9494 if you do want to hop on board. It is an on-the-record Friday, and I'm sure there's going to be some Flyers fans that want to talk puck with us, so
yeah,
We'll puck it up with the people. But it's a big day for the Fightin' Phils as they are going to be back and getting into action later on tonight, and you can hear that right here with Scott Fransky on the call on WIP. Here's the question for you, Al. Do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? I'll let you answer, and then I'll give you my sort of thoughts on it all.
I believe they have a chance, but I believe they need to have a better chance. I would be surprised if they won with the roster that they have. If Dombrowski doesn't rediscover his identity and do what he used to do and go out and get something. But I do believe because of that starting pitching, they do have, no matter what, because of that pitching, they have a chance, but it's not as good a chance as they should.
Okay, yeah, listen, I co-sign that. I feel very similar to it. Sure, I guess there is a possibility that they can do something because their starting pitching is so rare and elite. But at the end of the day, I look at the bullpen woes. They don't have anyone except for Kirkering. And even Kirkering's not the most reliable arm, so you almost have to reshape an entire pen. Now, maybe you can do that internally with some starters.
Yeah, they're going to get some starters.
Of course, right, getting kicked to the pen, and then what Dave does at the deadline, and the right-handed bat situation is still a little wonky. So I need more, and I guess they can win me over after the deadline if Dave Dombrowski takes a big swing. But if it's just the standard status quo, Stevez, Austin Hayes, you know, those style of guys, then I'm going to be so disappointed and even more out than I probably already am.
Yeah, I'm going to be really disappointed if they don't get a bat, more than a bullpen for me. Because as you said, one of the starters, at least one of the starters, is going to the bullpen. So I think you could actually get by, but you got to have a bat. You can't have a bottom of the lineup in the playoffs. I mean, just think in your head, go back to playoffs baseball and think how many times the bottom of the lineup set up it's a turnover to come in and let those big bats come back up. You can't have that. You cannot have a cell phone dead spot in your lineup like they do with the way things are going with their outfield. It just doesn't work. I understand pitching is truly important, but my God, more and more hitting in the playoffs, clutch hits, big three-run home runs. That's what you need. And I don't think this team has enough.
No, I don't think they do either. And even when we talk about their top guns, you're so right to talk about the bottom of the order, because we're going to see Marsh or Rojas or Kepler or Kemp or any of these guys.
Well, think about those names. How do you feel when them how would you feel? There was a game 2 weeks ago where they basically were set up for failure. Mm-hmm. And you knew what Grand Slam was coming on the other side of it. But you can't have that where it's like, there's no hope. There's no hope.
No hope. I know. And I'm saying you're so right to point that out. I also don't have a lot of hope in Bryce right now because I don't know where his wrist is. So we're also dealing with that. We're dealing with Nick, who's probably going to fall into the I'm swinging at pitches 50 feet off the plate outside off speed. And he's going to look like a fool. And then we're going to get that whole thing again. So I'm very worried about them moving forward. If I had to answer the question, do I believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? Unfortunately, and it makes me sick to my stomach to say this, I'm going to have to say no, and I want them to prove me wrong. I want them to flip me off and say I told you I could do it, but it sucks that I feel this way, but I can't buy into this mess because I know what a championship caliber team looks like, Al. I've seen it with the Birds. I know what the mental makeup's like. I know how they handle adversity and pressure, and I don't know if this group can do it the way championship caliber teams do it.
They're missing a magic that. And it sounds dumb, but they don't do the Gatorade thing anymore. And I know that whole kiddie school, whatever they call that thing, was getting a little daycare. Daycare.
But they're 30 years old.
Yeah, I know it got a little, but there it did bring an energy. When you cover teams, you start to realize that it sounds dumb. The corny stuff actually works. Mm-hmm. It actually works. If you cover a team day to day and you get that stupid thing, whether it's putting your hat on backwards, whatever it is, whether it's some stupid saying, there's an energy that it brings. For whatever reason, this team has hit a flat spot with that energy. And I can understand some of it. Some of it is your best player is hurt, and it may be chronic. Your catcher's older and doesn't give you the pop that you had. The second baseman isn't coming around like you thought that he would. Yeah, the pitching's been terrific, but there's an element missing. The Eagles seemed to rediscover that element early last year. And I just said corny things. The coach shaves his head or whatever. Not my point. That's what I'm thinking. Now it's easy to get it out of his rear end the way things are going. but it turned into something positive. And some of the stupid sayings that he had. But that kind of thing, it's easy to make fun of when you're on this side looking at it and being critical and everything. But if you're really close to what's actually happening in a locker room, whatever, man, they could use some of that right now.
I believe their clubhouse is definitely a little blah. It's dead. There's no pulse. It needs some more juice. It needs energy. And I think they were hoping that, and I know this is very sad and it's desperate, but when you bring up an Otto Kemp and here's a kid and a story, can that create it and all? But if you're relying on Otto Kemp's story to provide a spark, then you're not good enough, you know? And I think they do try and look at that. And see if there's anything with it, and that's going to fizzle out. You know, he is what he is. He's doing everything in his power, and I respect it. But that you're right, though. You do need to form some life, some attitude, some flair, some fire. And they are so desperate that the only thing I could possibly come up with is Otto Kemp. Otto Kemp. I mean, it's unbelievable.
But you thought you might have had it when Harper had the big hit. Like, he's still at that point. He can do that. He can be the fireworks if he has if he comes back and has the monster game followed up by another monster game, a winning home run, the ninth inning. That's the thing that can really get things going again. And he's still at that stage of his career. I'm worried about it because I'd rather have surgery situations than certain injuries than chronic.
Sure.
That's like, oh, my, what are you going to deal with? It's like the soft tissue injury thing, like, you know, take a day off here. That's really difficult. And this team needs him so much because when you look at the playoffs in baseball, you like Castellanos, he can get hot. But right now, these are long playoffs if you go the whole way. So if when you say they can get hot, there's a little more than that in baseball anymore, especially if you go through that first round. You got to stay hot for a long time, which is why you got to have some more consistent bat, another consistent bat in that lineup.
Bryce is why you had Bedlam at the bank, and when you had these clutch moments in San Diego and getting to the World Series. So if you don't have that element, and even if you clean up and shore up some of the other spots that we desperately need to do, then, yeah, it's a huge question mark as we roll into October. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number to hop on board. We would love to hear from you on this On the Record Friday. Do you believe in the Phillies as they are 55-41, leading the National League East? So they are in first place in their division. Their starting pitching is best that we've seen. And Dave does have an opportunity to clean up some of these issues with the deadline on the horizon. So do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? Al, we have a Twitter poll, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Early responses on the Twitter poll is, do you believe in the Phillies the rest of the way? 66% of the voters say yes, 34% say no. I think you left the door open enough where you would vote yes on the poll.
I would vote yes, just because of the pitching. I mean, I wish I believed more. You have a chance. I mean, it's not like you're going to go in as the favorites, you know, and you're going to go in with like great expectations at all.
Think about this staff, though, that you keep pointing out, and some of the big guys, Kyle and Bryce and all that. The fact that we have this on our paper, right, on roster paper, and we see it, and we're not feeling better about the group is just unfathomable. It's crazy to me that I'm this down and justifiably a little down on this group considering everything surrounding them. Isn't it nuts that we're here?
Oh, it is.
It's unbelievable. Come on, Dave.
First play. And he's – Dombrowski's at that point now where – you know how players at the end of their career, they say don't ruin your legacy or whatever, like, you know, hanging out. But he's almost at that point with me. And mind you, I loved him, what he did with the Red Sox.
Of course.
But I think his marching orders here were, please don't destroy build up our farm system. Well, they've built it up. And now you may have to do something with it. At some point, if you're in his position, there's a cover your own behind type of thing going on here, where he has to be who we thought he was, because he's going to become almost a joke of by people saying, you know, when they come to the trade deadline, the national writers always still look at him for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're right here in Philadelphia, it's like, what are you looking at? We have a track record here. He ain't that guy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sis been an identity theft. Somebody go find that man to go in and whether to go to the owner and say, we have to do this. If you're the Phillies, now the Phillies, you'll get the look at the number of eyeballs on the Phillies. This market's tremendous. Their ratings are unbelievable right now just to watch. And it's, you know, huge numbers watching in. You can afford, with the minor leagues that you have now, you can afford a mistake. I'm not saying you can afford three mistakes, but because of the situation where it's not a hard cap, you can buy your way out of a mistake.
Agree.
You can literally buy your way out of a mistake. So if it's Crawford, and I wish he'd come up, or whomever, you got to do it because you have to take this shot this year.
Yes, I know. Because you are stuck with the Kyle Schwarber contract being up in the air, and JT's probably going to be out of here afterwards, and Ranger Suarez's contract is iffy, and you don't know where that's going to lead you. So it does seem like one of those situations where it's all go mode currently, and you got to maximize this group. And then you got to put your head down at night and say, hey, I gave it my best shot. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, again, yeah. I can close my eyes and rest my head on my pillow knowing that I went out there and gave it the biggest hack in the world that I possibly could. There is a part of that that I do
buy
into.
Well, you're not going to wreck your organization. Look, all you can really ask for is I want to, when the season starts, I want to be a fan base that thinks I have a chance to go to the playoffs and maybe go the whole way. No matter what they do, if they move a prospect, they should still be in position. Where they're going to be, they're going to be that team. It's not like one team makes it anymore. You just get in the playoffs.
Oh, I hope they can do something to win me over here. All right, let's get to some audio, and then we're going to rock your calls at 215-592-9494 on this On the Record Friday. Let's take a listen first to Ken Rosenthal on the Foul Territory pod, where he discussed the upcoming approach by Dave Dombrowski at the deadline.
Expect they're going to be active for multiple relievers, and they need a big one. There's no question about that. Alvarado's coming back in August, but he's not going to be eligible for the postseason after getting a PED suspension. They are a team that would be in the mix for all of those controllable relievers in the AL Central we were talking about. Class A and Jax and Duran. David Bednar would be another possibility for them. Any reliever out there is someone that they're going to look at. There's also been talk with them of an outfielder, and it could be someone from their own system. Justin Crawford is someone getting a lot of mention, Carl Crawford's son. But ideally, it would be someone a little bit more proven, maybe a center fielder that would enable them to move Marsh to left at certain times. I see them being quite active. Dave Dombrowski knows that this team's window does not go on forever. Schwarber and Realmuto, free agents after this year. They probably will try to re-sign both. Then they've got a lot of money coming off the books after 26. So they are an interesting team in an interesting place, and I do expect them to be aggressive and active.
All right, so Al, you heard him. He pretty much laid out almost something very similar to what you mentioned, which is, you know, you got to go out there now and take a look at some of these options in the bullpen and take a look at Justin Crawford and start selling off pieces to be aggressive, because looking at the current mold after this season, there's a lot of question marks. So go now and live with the results.
Yeah, and be aggressive. And that's what his – That's what we were sold.
I know.
That we got a guy that was going to be like, and they put some guardrails on him. Like, you know, we have to fatten up our prospects.
Which was probably fair in the beginning, no doubt about it.
Right, no doubt, but they have. They have, and now you kind of owe it to this pitching staff, too, to provide something here.
Yeah, what do you think Zach Wheeler's thinking about?
Well, yeah, really. It's like, okay, you got to provide something here. And you have to... You're not going to ruin your. You're not going to ruin your future. There's too much here. I know you're going to say, well, the catcher, this, that, the other thing. You've got some pretty solid citizens that you can kind of count on. And let's say you hit on two of your prospects, two of them anyway. I think you should be in good shape. And frankly,
they don't hit anyway because Bryson Stott and Boehm were supposed to be that.
But frankly, you're the Phillies. There's a free agent market every year, and you can go you go get people. And as long as it's an attractive place to come, you should be able to attract people to come. And the more success you have, the more attractive it is to come here. So I'm all for rolling the dice with. I mean, people say Painter. I'm like, hey, if it's going to get me absolutely what I need, I can live with that.
Me too. I can totally be in on Andrew Painter at this point. And yes, I'm getting swayed by the not so great starts in AAA, even though he's young. I would absolutely do. Listen, Bryson Stott and Alec Boehm were supposed to be these can't move prospects, and we don't like Stott offensively. And Alec Boehm, we wanted moved last year.
I would not move him.
Boehm?
To me,
please.
To me, well, I disagree with you on this.
Oh.
When you have a lineup like this,
okay,
and you have a guy, and I know that the story on him, and it says he's kind of a whiner or whatever, I find him pretty mentally sturdy.
Oh.
Because what he's been through in Philadelphia, a lot of guys wouldn't have been able to bounce. I think he's, I don't want to use the word deaf enough to it, that it's a plus for him.
Huh.
Like, you look at the stuff, the trade rumors, this and that. You know what baseball players are like. Basically, you got 9 independent contractors out there, okay? This is baseball. So he goes in. He's got criticized for one thing, criticized for another thing, swinging at first pitches, this, that, and the other thing. And he trots out there like he's on a skateboard, goes in, plays his game. Doesn't, now not over swinging again. And they need a guy that isn't the home run hitter. Just make sure that you have some steadiness in your lineup. I know I'm in a real small minority on the Boehm thing, but I find his aloofness a real plus staying in Philadelphia. Because he really has had a lot of criticism. A lot. And it's like, eh.
It's an interesting take. If he was to perform like he did last year before the wrist injury, and he was just chugging along and performing at that clip, which was a lot of doubles and not a lot of home runs, but just being such a productive bat, cleaning up and protecting Bryce in his own way, I would co-sign that. I think now I'm just in a weird spot. I'm probably just broken in general, where all these decisions are just making me skewed a little bit. But all right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. We'll kick things off with Jim in Belmar. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon. First time with you there, Broge. Happy afternoon. Happy Friday.
Yeah, same to you, Jim. Appreciate you checking in.
Yeah, and Al, I haven't heard your voice in decades. Nice to hear you, too.
Oh, yeah, I come on Sundays. I'm with the legendary Cap Gun Kelly. So
yes,
tune in
yes.
On Sunday mornings. It's fun.
not a problem. Okay, so first point of information, in case your listeners have never seen it, about the Mike Shielski retort to how Jalen Hurts is the ninth best quarterback in the league, and what do you call it? He is the absolute worst. You owe it to yourself to check out the Philadelphia Inquirer for why Jalen Hurts is the worst quarterback. You will spill your gut in laughter. It's so good.
I'll check it out. I mean, I'm a Jalen Hurts man. I love Sielski, by the way. So I love Sielski, but I'm a Hurts man.
Oh my God! He should be a professional comedian after you read this article.
Okay, I'll check it out, Jim.
Oh my God! Secondly, here's where I am with the Phillies. The Phillies can't win as they are right now. There's no way. There's too many holes in the lineup. I hate it because the pitching is so good. So, and I hope that somebody from the Phillies organization is listening to this.
Oh, they're listening.
I'm not expecting them to, because the idea I'm about to share with you is really backwards. It's really outside the box, but it might work. So here's the thinking. Pardon me. The thinking is that all of our starting pitchers can go at least 6 innings and then only getting like 2 or 3 runs scored against them. Okay.
Okay.
What you do is you put your bullpen, in the first 3 innings.
I knew you were going to say that.
Okay. Now you.
But think about how crazy of a. Now I get it. We're so desperate that you're throwing things at the wall here. But if we have to do this, then Dave Dombrowski needs to be fired.
But this doesn't make any sense. I mean, we're supposed to be polite to the callers, but this is. This is nuts.
No, I do know that it's nuts. I understand that.
Al, this is the first call.
Here's the logic. Here's the logic. If you get, say, Matt Strom in there for 3 innings,
oh,
all right,
gosh.
You don't have to worry about him in the 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Well, what if Ranger Doug can't go 6, though? What if he can only go 4 and 2/3?
Why don't we get divorced before we get married?
Here's the point. No, I feel you, Al. I feel you. I get that. But here's my point. You don't want to let any lead that we get away. And that's
Jim,
the way that Jim, the storyline
I love
has
you.
Been.
I'm so glad that this is the first time we get to communicate. Appreciate the call. Al, it's 2:30 on a Friday.
Wow.
On the record Friday. The first on the record was we need to start pitching our bullpens in inning 1, 2, 3 so our starters can go 6 and close it down.
Yeah.
Holy hell. Holy hell. Where do
but
we
he
go
sound
from here?
Like a nice guy.
He did.
Though.
Jim sounds like a great guy.
Great guy.
Wow.
I think thinking outside the box.
Well, again, if you have to do this, Dave Dombrowski needs to be fired.
The fact of the matter is you're dealing with the end of a game, different pressures. That's why even when you say go out and get a reliever, how do you know? I mean, anybody that watched playoff baseball knows it is crazy pressure in the 9th and 8th inning. If you go get a pitcher that's got good numbers that hasn't built up some kind of scar tissue, I don't know that I want to risk it. I don't know.
It's a fair point. All right, 215-592-9494. We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big parties and events are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your next event or party online at chickiesandpete's.com. It is Broads. It is Al Morgani in for the afternoon show. Coming up next, I will tell you something about Rob Thompson and a decision I'm fascinated with seeing in this second half. That's coming up next on top of your phone calls. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.